Center and is accepting new patients. More information is available at 356-3736.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Property tax bills on existing homes in Urbana would go up an average of 2.9% under a tentative tax levy that comes before the Urbana City Council tonight. City Comptroller Ron Eldridge is submitting a property tax resolution with a nearly 9% increase in the tax levy. That includes 2.9% for existing homes, 3.6% for new construction and annexations, and 2.4% for properties owned by Carle Foundation Hospital, which is fighting its tax bill in court. The tax levy is the total amount of money that Urbana may raise through its property tax. Both increases in the tax rate and in property tax assessments could raise the additional money. Eldridge says last year the Urbana City property tax levy was set to go up 12%, but it actually went up a little over 7%. About half of that was due to higher bills on existing homes. The Urbana City Council is expected to pass the tax levy in its final form next month. A public hearing on the levy is set for November 10th. As Champaign gets ready for a second winter under its mandatory snow shoveling policy, the city manager says the plan has worked pretty well, but it could use some tweaking. The policy requires downtown and campus town property owners to clear their snow from public sidewalks when accumulation is 2 inches or more. Owners have 48 hours to act once an official announcement comes out. Last winter, the policy called for not making that announcement on weekends or holidays. That would give a breather for property owners who may be out of town. But City Manager Steve Carter says in the case of a snowstorm last December, the announcement didn't come until after the snow had been packed down and turned into solid ice. Carter says in those cases, he thinks it's better to make the announcement immediately, but delay enforcement.
If that's the timing of the storm, let's not preclude the public works director from providing notice on Friday. Most people are going to use the weekend to clear their walks anyway, so let's go ahead and provide the notice on Friday, then we can start enforcement on Monday, and it doesn't drag out the period of time so long that it's not meaningful anymore.
Champaign City Council members will review the city's sidewalk snow removal policy at its study session tomorrow. Carter says overall most property owners cooperated with the new policy last winter, and sidewalks were cleared of snow very quickly in Champaign's downtown and campus town areas. Champaign school board members are to vote tonight on a new contract for Unit 4's teachers. The contract reportedly covers 3 years dating back to last July and gives most teachers a 4.5% pay raise each year, though union and district officials aren't releasing official details yet. It was reached last month, but the ratification vote for the Champaign Federation of Teachers wasn't unanimous. Some Stratton Elementary School teachers had lobbied against it, saying they work extra time for unequal compensation compared to other teachers. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says people who are struggling to pay their mortgages should watch out for rescue scams. Madigan says the offers are usually unsolicited, and the groups promise to help homeowners with their payments.
Don't fall prey to these scams. There are people who will take at least a mortgage payment from you, $500 to $1,000. They claim they can work with your lender. All they're doing is taking your money.
The attorney general says people who are in trouble with their mortgages should first contact their lenders, and then after that, a certified housing counselor. Madigan says her office already has filed 15 lawsuits against mortgage rescue scam artists. A proposal to build a memorial plaque for a goose is on the Urbana City Council agenda tonight. A group of local residents is offering to pay for the plaque in memory of a Chinese goose that mingled with the wild Canadian geese at Crystal Lake Park for 18 years. The goose died last spring. He was known to visitors as anything from Mr. Goose or the boss to Chun King. George Boyd says the Chinese goose sired many goslings with some of the Canadian geese, but his parental instinct went beyond his own offspring.
Very attentive to all the small geese, regardless of whose geese they were. He showed them around the lake, and usually after they got a little larger and they were swimming well, they'd take a parade around the lake periodically with him at the front and the parents at the back, and it was just a really great sight.
Boyd says the Chinese goose was a favorite of park visitors and should be remembered. The park district has been cool to the idea of a memorial, but the Urbana City Council will consider the idea tonight. Boyd says he and other supporters would pay for the plaque remembering the goose to be installed at the Broadway Avenue Bridge near the pool where the goose spent most of his time. Alderman Dennis Roberts says he thinks the goose memorial can be a springboard for a discussion of city policy regarding all memorial plaques. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35, and we go to the weather office, as we do at this time every day, and talk with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
We just hit the 70-degree mark. It's going to be another above-normal day for temperatures, and then a little bit of moderation, I guess, and some rain as well.
Yeah, we'll get maybe a few showers tomorrow, a better chance of some showers on Wednesday, and temperatures will be cooling down closer to average. Our average high now down to 67, and the average low is at 44, so we are going to be turning a bit cooler.
Yeah, hitting 44, which is average now, would be kind of a shock for many of us still, because it's not gotten that cold, maybe once or twice in the last few weeks.
We had a couple mornings that we've had, actually, in the first or the second of the month, we got down to 39 officially. Mm-hmm. So it has gotten that cold. The first week of October, first 5 days, rather cool, and then we had some moderation, then a couple more cool.